block in the back, penalty for 10 yards, and one unknown penalty on the Harbor Reach offense. Defensively, Harbor Reach had 36 tackles, one for a loss, four sacks on the day, though, two tip passes, one interception, two recovered fumbles. Not bad numbers right there.
No, it's very good numbers, and we went back to the Bath offensive numbers. The total yardage gained was only about 200-some yards total on the day, 230 if I'm remembering correctly.
Including the all-purpose yardage.
That's including the special team yardage. So
really 171.
They only had 170 yards of total offense, so that being the number that really caught my attention for the Harbor Beach defense before we even got there was 170 yards allowed. That's very good.
Leading the tackling for Harbor Beach was number 21. Devin Lemansky with 7. Travis Esmaeger had 3. Colin Cook with 5. Shelkey, Kraft, Seltz, and Vedette all with 1 tackle. DJ Ridner, 4 tackles. Sutherland with 2. Shoemaker and Herman with 1 apiece. Austin Ginther, 5 tackles. Juan and Hessling with a tackle apiece. And Brandon Puff, 2 tackles. Tackles for a loss. The only one went to Travis Esmaeger for 3 yards. The sacks, though, Nick Hessling, 1 sack for 6 yards, and Austin Ginther, 20 yards on 3 sacks in the day. He's starting to go into beast mode on that defensive line.
Yeah, and he hasn't made as many plays stopping the run, but on pass plays, 3 of his 5 tackles was sacking the quarterback. He did a nice job, and he actually stuffed the goal. He made the goal line stand there as Bath tried to get on the board early in the second half to turn off the running clock. Couldn't do it.
Dare I say it's almost Shalit Calhoun-esque there?
Oh, jeez.
I'm still basking in the glory of that Michigan State victory. Tip passes, Travis Esmaeger had 1, as well as DJ Ridner. And the interception, Eli Kraft, 52-yard return. Took Harbor Beach down all the way down to Bath's red zone right before the first half concluded. DJ Ridner recovered a fumble as well as Mitch Hearn, and no penalties on the Harbor Beach defense. Bath's defense, 27 tackles, 2 for a loss for 4 yards, 1 sack for 3 yards, no tip passes, no interceptions, no forced fumbles. They found 1 recovered fumble for 6 yards and 1 penalty for 5 yards. Dylan Moffitt led the tackling with 6 tackles, Payne with 2, Ellsworth with 3, Kessler with 3, Banwas, Reindress, Falk, and Greider all with 1 tackle apiece, Chapko with 5 tackles, Walker with 3 tackles, and Hilliker and 1 unknown tackle as well. Tackles for a loss went to Ellsworth for 2 yards and Hilliker for 2 yards. And the sack, Casey Kessler for 3 yards. Like we said, no tip passes, no interceptions, no forced fumbles. And Chapko recovered the fumble, which set up for the only touchdown for Bath in the day. And he took that back 6 yards and then 1 unknown penalty for 5 yards.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you can say there, Clark. But Chapko had a very nice day for the Bath defense. I know Moffitt led the way in tackles, but Chapko was only 1 shy of him and recovered that fumble, that miscommunication between Kraft and Ridner on the run play. Chapko did a very nice job on defense. Dylan Moffitt, of course, did a nice job, but it's not good when your deep safety is leading the way in tackles. It's not a good sign.
No, when the secondary needs to lead the tackling. And I just got this note here. Bawama Westphalia, you know what their mascot is, Dave?
I don't know that. That should have been your trivia question next week.
Oh, well, it'll be a given by then. The Pawama Westphalia Pirates.
No way.
So we're going to have a battle on the heavy seas here next week. The Pawama Westphalia Pirates coming to town to take on the Pirates. I guess it would be the different fleets of the pirate ships, I guess, out there.
Absolutely. That would
the
be
Black Pearl might be rolling in town next week. We'll find out. But, Dave, last thoughts here from Harbor Beach.
Well, I think we all thought we'd see a little better game than this, but Harbor Beach, to describe this game in one term, was dominant. They just, from the get-go, took the lead early and did not look back. They had one hiccup along the way where they fumbled. It was a miscommunication. But outside of that, that was the only flaw in their game. They would have probably shut out the Fighting Bees if it wasn't for that fumble in the red zone. Their own red zone, but outside of that, a dominant play by offensive and defensive side of the ball. A whole bunch of guys that did a great job tonight for Harbor Beach. Bath just overwhelmed and outmatched in this playoff game. Harbor Beach rolling on all cylinders right now.
The final differential was 42 points. In our media roundtable before the game, Paul Adams actually had a differential with Harbor Beach winning by 34 points. I believe his prediction was, 42-8?
Yes.
I believe it was. Dave, you picked 25-point differential. Mm-hmm. Both correct on the winner, but unfortunately, miserable for Dave's sake. Paul Adams goes home. The winner of the week number one of our media roundtable takes a 1-0 lead going into the game as we conclude our season here in just the next few weeks. Who knows where we'll end? Tonight's game broadcast was being brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sewing, Randy's Hunting Center in Bannack, Signature Bank with offices in Bannack, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sewing, Sandusky, Carroll, and Frankenmuth. More motives of Carroll. Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance. Dave, I heard he was a great guy. Saginaw Valley State University, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Vanax, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Alber Insurance of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. So on behalf of the entire WLEW Sports Broadcast team, Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, doing a spectacular job in the stats. On the other side of things, keeping a track of the very precise log, our director, Associate Director of Media Relations, also on social media, Kayla Carson, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, and I'm Buck Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. Pushing the buttons back in the studio, that is Jay Lynn. So on behalf of the WLA Sports Broadcast team, we will see you next Friday for Wawa West Bailey comes to town to take down the Pirates of Harvard in the regionals of Division 7. See you next week.